With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. In the church calendar, February 2nd marks the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Candlemas, as it's also known, comes at the midpoint between the winter solstice and the spring equinox, and thus light is also a central focus. On today's program, we'll explore choral and organ music for Candlemas, including works by Gratchaninoff, Holst, Bird, Ramensch, and others. We'll begin with rather brilliant organ music by North German Baroque composer Nikolaus Bruns. His large Preludium in E minor is typical of the free works of his time, a multi-sectional piece alternating between dramatic and improvisatory sections and more tightly structured contrapuntal ones. Award-winning organist Caitlin Emerson plays the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston.
Thank you.
Caitlin Emerson performed the Preludium in E minor by Nikolaus Bruns. She played the organ at the Church of the Advent in Boston. The Renaissance motet When Mary to the Temple Went, with music by Johannes Eckard, recounts the presentation of Jesus at the temple 40 days after his birth and the encounter with the aged Simeon, who had been visited by the Holy Spirit and told that he would not die until he had seen the Son of God. It's from this story in the Gospel of Luke that the words of the Nunc Dimittis come. This short motet in six voices contains words translated by Reverend J. Troutbeck in the 19th century. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. When Mary to the Temple Went by Johannes Eckard was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Blessed Son of God, with music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, sets a text of Miles Coverdale after words of Martin Luther. This simple and beautiful piece is performed by the Tudor Choir, led by Doug Fullington.
Thank you.
The Blessed Son of God, with music by Ray Vaughan Williams and words by Miles Coverdale. Doug Fullington led the Tudor Choir in that recording. Our next selection comes from the Portuguese Renaissance and the writing of Dom Pedro de Cristo, who was born around 1550 and lived until 1618. His work was primarily in Santa Cruz, and he was quite prolific, with more than 200 sacred works included in manuscripts from Santa Cruz dating from the 1580s. We'll hear his motet Beata Vichera Mariae, Blessed is Mary's Womb, sung by the choir of Westminster Cathedral in London. James O'Donnell conducts. James O'Donnell led the choir of Westminster Cathedral in Beata Vichera Mariae by Portuguese Renaissance composer Pedro de Cristo. The sweet voices of the Houston Children's Chorus are heard in the familiar chorale from J.S. Bach's Cantata 147, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Stephen Roddy directs, with Robert Brewer accompanying.
Oh.
Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring from Bach's Cantata 147 was sung by the Houston Children's Chorus, led by their founder and conductor, Stephen Roddy. A number of rich settings of the Nunc Dimittis have come from the Orthodox tradition, and one of the most sumptuous comes from Alexander Gretchaninov, who lived from 1864 to 1956. We'll hear the Concordia Choir sing, directed by Renee Clausen. Nunc Dimittis by Alexander Gretchaninov was sung by the Concordia Choir under the direction of Renee Clausen. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Coming up is a setting of Psalm 117 set by William Byrd that appeared in a 1611 collection of Psalms, Songs, and Sonnets. Praise Our Lord, All Ye Gentiles is performed by the Choir of Yorkminster. Robert Sharp directs. The choir of York Minster, led by Robert Sharp, sang "Praise Our Lord, All Ye Gentiles" by William Byrd. The hymn text "Fairest Lord Jesus," taken from the 1677 Münster Gesangbuch, receives a lovely setting for treble voices in our next selection. Calvin Hampton composed a new tune for this beloved text, which we'll hear sung by the Girls' Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo, New York. Dale Ottoman conducts with Daniel Fortune at the organ. Soloist is Laurie Johnson. Fairest Lord Jesus, as set by Calvin Hampton, was sung by the Girls' Choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo. Dale Ottoman conducted. A poem by 19th-century writer Alice Meynell provided the inspiration for Jeremy Filsell to compose his anthem Mysterium Christi in 2004. The poem centers on the poet's vision of Christ within another human being, recognizing Christ's presence even in a stranger whom she observed receiving Holy Communion. Much of the text, then, is a prayer by the observer about the person being observed. The Vasari singers are directed by Jeremy Backhouse, with the composer accompanying. Mysterium Christi by Jeremy Filsell, who accompanied the Vasari singers in this recording. Jeremy Backhouse conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Gustav Holst was enamored of the work of earlier composers from the Tudor period and Renaissance, such as Byrd and Palestrina, in a similar way as Vaughan Williams and Howells. This is clearly evident in his setting of the Nunc Dimittis from 1915, which was written for Richard Terry and the choir of Westminster Cathedral, who were actively reviving music of earlier centuries. It was first performed on Easter of that year and essentially forgotten afterwards, and remained in manuscript until 1979, when Holst's daughter Imogen prepared a revised version. After hearing the work, it's hard to imagine how such glorious music could lay dormant for over six decades. We'll listen to the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, directed by David Hill. David Hill led the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in the Nunc Dimittis by Gustav Holst. Prolific Canadian choral composer Imant Ramanj was born in Latvia in 1943, though he grew up in Canada and studied music in Toronto. The rich heritage of Latvian consciousness and Orthodox spirituality pervade his works nonetheless, as we'll hear in our next selection. His composition, Come My Light, is based on a 17th-century text by St. Dmitry of Rostov that offers a series of invocations. Come my light, come my life, come my physician, come flame of divine love, and come my king. The Vancouver Chamber Choir sings under the direction of John Washburn. Music of Imant Ramansh on With Heart and Voice. Come My Light by Latvian-Canadian composer Imant Ramić was performed by the Vancouver Chamber Choir, led by John Washburn. J.S. Bach's joyful chorale prelude on the tune In Dearest Freude, In Thee Is Gladness, is characterized by a recurring figure in the pedal that exudes pure joy. It underlies lively imitative writing in the manuals and has an irresistible energy to it. We'll hear Joseph Sluys perform on the organ of St. Michael's Cathedral in Brussels. In Dearest Freude from the Orgelbüchlein of J.S. Bach, Joseph Sluys played the organ of St. Michael's Cathedral in Brussels. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for Candlemas and the presentation of Jesus in the Temple. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.